Utilities planning the Atlantic Coast Pipeline have altered the route to avoid environmentally sensitive areas, but there's no change in the projected cost or the 2018 completion date. WFAE's David Borax has this update.
Four energy companies are seeking federal approval for the $5.1 billion project announced in 2014. The 600-mile pipeline would carry natural gas from shale oil fields in Ohio, West Virginia, and Pennsylvania to power plants and businesses in Virginia and eastern North Carolina. Planners have shifted the pipeline away from sensitive habitats, including national forests in Virginia and West Virginia, and they've made smaller route changes in North Carolina and Virginia. That added about 36 miles, but officials say that won't affect the cost. The route will parallel I-95 from the Virginia border to Robeson County near Lumberton. Duke Energy is among the owners. Spokesman Tom Williams says shale gas, produced by fracking, is a cheaper and cleaner fuel for Duke's growing number of gas-fired plants, which are replacing those that burn coal.
Well, in essence, there's been a shale revolution where there's been lots of very low-cost gas fields that have opened up in the West Virginia, Pennsylvania region, also across Ohio and other regions, New York. And this is a way to access that gas and bring it to eastern North Carolina.
Duke owns about 40% of the project, Piedmont Natural Gas 10%, and AGL Resources of Atlanta 5%. Virginia energy company Dominion is building the project and owns the largest share, 45%. Duke and Piedmont plan to merge later this year, and terms of the pipeline venture require them to sell part of their stake to keep Dominion as the largest shareholder. Dominion already has signed up customers for 96% of the gas. Individual property owners have objected, especially in Virginia, and environmental groups don't like it because it will carry gas from fracking, which they blame for water and air pollution. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission next will draft an environmental impact report. Pipeline officials expect FERC to issue a final permit in early 2017. Construction would begin a year from now, with gas flowing in late 2018. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.